We've been going hard, and now it's like...
It feels like vacation.
Good, I hope so. Well, now I'm like... I felt like we needed...
Absolutely vacation.
This is the Kilt Father, Mark Gunn, and we are indeed on vacation in Donegal, Ireland. Actually, we're in Mount Charles, I think it is, where our cottage is. And so far, the trip has been a blast. But we've been going really strong for a few days and had a little bit of a relaxation day yesterday. And the only thing I've had is that I wanted to post more podcasts while we were on the trip. But since I'm doing a little bit more production each time, it's not quite coming out with the shows. And today we're heading up to Glenveagh National Park and the castle, and then on to Leo's Tavern for some music. We've been busy. We've been really busy. So it looks like I'll have a few episodes to compose and put out when I get home. In the meantime, I hope you'll enjoy.
I felt like we needed a little bit of a later start.
A slow morning.
Yeah. Rest up after the vacation.
Well, that's the problem with most vacations, I think, is you go on these CIE trips and it's like, Go. I need a vacation for my vacation.
I've done one bus trip and I will never do another one again.
I enjoyed the bus trips that we took. And I will recommend them to somebody who has never been in a country, who has a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
Because bus trips take no thinking. Well, a CIE tour, you don't get to spend as much time as you would like. The first time we did one, we went to Bunratty. We went to the folk park. And we had like an hour and a half, and lunch had to be included in that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You know, we went back twice.
Like, we don't have that, which is one of the reasons why I didn't even see anything at that area, because we were like, you know, I think that's where we played music, because we were like, there's not enough time to do anything. Let's go play music. Okay, let's do that.
Yeah. Like, my aunt loves the bus trips.
Yeah.
And that's perfect for her. That's her personality. But I want to be able to stay. So if I don't like it, half an hour is good. But if I like it, maybe I want 2 hours.
Yeah. There's something said, but on the other hand, I really prefer this style. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
Where you have some say in where you go. You have, and if you really want to stay longer in the site, you stay.
Yeah.
Or a number of times we said, we're done with this one.
After chatting, it was time to make some breakfast for my crew.
Hey, Jim, before you pour anything, would you, anyone like any eggs or anything? Because I'm probably going to make stuff in a moment.
That's fine. I could eat eggs.
Okay, and I just want to...
I'll pass one.
Okay, I was probably going to do a little bit of customizing anyways if you want something different. You know,
I need to
over easy.
I need to get... Eaten anyway.
Yeah.
Poached?
No.
It's just your idea, not mine.
Well, does anyone want bacon or?
Yes, please.
Okay.
If I'm the only one, you can skip it.
I don't know. One is probably easy.
I will have some too.
A lot of times, breakfast is one of the most fun things about some of my Celtic invasion vacations. It's a lot of just relaxing, sitting around before everything gets going, and we get to eat some nice breakfast, enjoy some funny moments, and then we get to go out and experience all the awesome stuff. And I think this was a nice little morning experience. I hope you enjoyed it too. Now we're off to the Glenveagh National Park and Castle. If you'd like to find out more about this podcast, of course, you can subscribe at KiltFather.com. And of course, if you want to find out how to come eat breakfast with me in Ireland, Scotland, and around the world, go to CelticInvasion.com. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte.